NYC debuts 10-foot-tall phallic pinkfoot fountain. Anti-capitalist sculptor's overindulgent creature. By Hannah Knudsen on July 4, 2025. New York City has another odd installation that is turning heads, a pinkfoot fountain, kind of. The fountain, erected in April, can be spotted at the High Line Park. The 10-foot-tall structure, however, has been described as phallic-shaped from afar, turning heads over its bizarre presence. The fountain itself, when one draws closer, resembles a pink leg and foot. The leg appears to have mouths, some describe them as sores, with tongues sticking out of some of them. The New York Post gleaned some reactions to the piece. "So just so we're clear, nobody saw a foot," one Instagram commenter insinuated. Another commenter got explicit, "I clearly saw a pink penis." Argentinian artist Mika Rodenberg is behind the structure, who, according to a summary, combines film, architectural installations, and sculpture to explore themes of labor and how value is created in today's hyper-capitalist world. For the High Line, Rodenberg presents Foot Fountain. Pink, a 10-foot-tall sculpture of a pink foot and lower leg topped with a sprinkler, activated by pedals installed nearby, it continues. Rodenberg said in a corresponding statement that the pink foot fountain is an overindulgent creature from my drawings, first appearing as a small sculpture during the coronavirus pandemic. The original version was conceived for the Tongali Museum in Basel and designed as an irrigation fountain to water a flower garden in its radiant footprint, nurturing and connecting with the land it touches, she said, explaining that this fountain, instead of nurturing gardens, nurtures passers-by, relieving them from the heat. This is not the first time an NYC art installation has turned heads. In May, a statue of described as A-plus size black woman graced Times Square, generating criticism. The foot fountain is expected to remain until May 2026.